This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The National Hurricane Center predicts that Dorian will build into an extremely dangerous storm as it sucks up the warm Atlantic waters over the next 72 hours. The storm could slam into southeastern Florida early Monday as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of at least 209 kilometers per hour. Ken Graham is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
We're starting to see that structure form, so we're gaining some more confidence that intensification is going to occur. So one of the things that has changed is we now are forecasting potentially to be 130 miles an hour at landfall, which is in the Category 4 range, so stronger.
The governors of Florida and Georgia have declared states of emergency. Residents along Florida's Atlantic coast have been told to stand by for possible evacuation. They're filling their gas tanks and stocking up on food, water, and emergency supplies. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has pulled out of attending an event in Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. VOA's Steve Herman reports the president wants to be home as Hurricane Dorian threatens Florida.
Trump, at the start of a White House Rose Garden event for the reestablishment of the U.S. Space Command, announced Vice President Mike Pence will take his place in Warsaw for the ceremony. The president says he wants to stay here to ensure all federal resources are focused on Hurricane Dorian, which is approaching Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
In Poland, Trump was to speak at the commemoration and hold meetings with several of the 40 other leaders who will be attending. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice